Decide. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang by brothers Prem and Arvind. It's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live. And along with you is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh, and along with me is brother Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh.
Sairam, dear listeners. And to take you across this new episode of the Veda Jignasa program, we shall commence today's class with a humble prayer to Bhagwan that every thought, word and deed is his inspiration, and we shall start the class with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram.
Om Gananantva Ganapati Gumhavamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvan Noti Vissida Sadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajini Vati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
So, Bhargav, till now, in this journey of the blossoming of the intellect, we have tried to cover various aspects about Medha, the intellect, the difference between intelligence and intellect. What Swami has clearly told us. And then we were trying to describe the beautiful form, the iconography of Mother Saraswati, the conferrer of education, of intelligence, of buddhi. And the most important or the striking feature of Mother Saraswati's form, the veena, which she plays. In the last episode, we were dealing with it in elaboration. And so today, what do we have in store for our listeners?
Yeah, because I think, Ganesh, whenever we are going to the next line or next stanza or next word, it is opening like a vista of different things so deep there that we are also surprised and awed at the amount of knowledge which is there in each of these verses and what all we are asking from Mother about it. So if you... We had just finished Medham Indra Dadatu Medham Devi Saraswati. So we can never do justice to the aspect of Mother Saraswati and Swami. But still, with heavy heart, we'll stop it there and we'll proceed. So the next line can we take up? Let's see. What is the next line?
Medham me Ashwina Ubhava Dattam Pushkarasraja Apsarasu chaya medha gandharveshu chayanmanaha.
So, if you just take these two again, like Mother Saraswati and God Indra, now we come to the aspect of Ashwini Kumaras. So, you know, it's so interesting, Ganesh, that when we try to just go a little deeper and try to understand, there's so many aspects and so many fascinating facts about Ashwini Kumaras and how, when we went through this journey of understanding, we found out how this Ashwini Kumaras are actually working under Swami's
direct guidance.
So, exactly. It's so interesting to, we'll just go to this aspect now. So, before that, I think, Ganesh, one thing is, Ashwini Kumaras are considered as divine physicians. They are the ones who are like the doctors. And, it seems when there's one aspect of them is Dhanvantri, which is there in our super hospital in the beginning. And the second aspect is Ashwini Kumaras. Because Ashwini Kumaras are known to confer healing from different ailments. So in this aspect, we'll just see what we are actually asking. When Medham, Me Ashwina, so we are asking for what type of intelligence and what type of qualities and traits and different special features from Ashwini Kumaras. Mm. To know that, I think first we have to see who are Ashwini Kumaras. Mm. So Ashwini Kumaras are the children of Sun and Saranyu, who is also called as Sanjana. There are so many names. So just to understand who is Sun. Sun is the all-knowing one and the one who shines forth equally on all. And, you know, we do Surya Upanishad, we do Arna Prashna. Mm. And it is said that if you want health and good health and you want to have good eyesight, you have to do Surya Namaskara Mantras, you have to do Arna Prashna, you have to do Parayanam of Surya Narayan Murti. So it is basically Sun actually stands for good health. Mm. He confers good health. And you know, there is a thing that if you get up in the early morning and then look at the rising sun and pray, so it confers very good eyesight. That's what they say. So many aspects to sun god and health. The second aspect is the mother, that is, they say
Saranyu
or Sanjana. Meaning of Sanjana or Saranyu is a one who is nimble, who is quick, who is fleet-footed. Means can
fast
reach
to approach
anywhere, like reach anywhere in no point of in just no time, no time. So when we just saw this, so Ganesh, you know how interesting it was that Ashwini Kumaras are doctors. Mm-hmm. They are children of Sun and Saranyu. How a doctor should be is indicated in this particular description what we had just seen. A doctor should be all knowing. He should be good in his whatever he is doing, his implements, his knowledge, his science. He should be good in what he's doing. Mm. And he should be ready to approach and go and help, reach out to any patient, any ailment, anyone who's suffering with an ailment, immediately and do alleviate the suffering of that patient, of that person. Mm. And one more thing is Ashwini Kumaras Vahana.
Yes.
You want to touch upon that?
Ashwini Kumaras have an interesting vahana, a radha which has wings of gridra, that is an eagle, a base having kurma or a tortoise, and they themselves are represented in the form of horses. What a interesting combination it is. So their vehicle signifies their readiness to help, as we were talking about, and that too, the horse is very, very swift. An eagle is very fast to approach.
In the air. Yeah.
So, fast, swift, quick. There are so many kinds of aspects to what the Ashwini Kumaras can do.
Not only that. If you just say kurma is a tortoise which can go into water also. Mm. It goes deep. You can go deep into the water. It swims very, very well.
Land and water.
And water both. So, I think you should be ready to help a doctor. Should be ready to help, or if you in this case when we are asking from Medha Devi about what the traits of Ashwini Kumaras are, whatever knowledge you have, whatever expertise or skill you have, should be ready to approach and help anyone without any inhibition.
Yes.
Immediately, whether it be air, land, or water. So this is one very interesting aspect of Ashwini Kumaras which we found.
So as you are talking about the readiness of the Ashwini Kumaras to help out or reach out to anybody who is in suffering, I am reminded of a very beautiful incident that happened once during one of the medical camps that was held in Prashanthi Nilayam. There was this group of doctors who were attending to a lot of patients. This was during one of their birthday times.
Okay.
And then foreign doctors had come and they were attending to thousands of patients who were coming to them. And then as the time for darshan was getting over, one old lady was approaching the doctor who was exiting the last.
Okay.
So then she was about to ask him for some help. And having approached the closing time, he requested her to come the next day.
Mm.
And then she was suffering from a very serious ailment.
Mm.
And then once he goes back for darshan, Swami reprimands him, saying, why did you not refer to me?
Okay.
Why did you not refer your patient to me?
Mm.
That was the statement that Swami had made to this doctor.
Okay.
This doctor was so puzzled, why is it that Swami asking me such a weird question of referring to someone?
Mm.
Then he was thinking, what did I do wrong? Then Swami started explaining to him what had happened in the medical camp.
Mm.
Swami told him, when the old lady had approached you with a problem, why did you not treat her? Okay. Why did you not check her up?
Mm.
Why did you leave her like that?
Okay, telling her to come tomorrow.
Telling her to come tomorrow.
Mm.
Then he understood the mistake that he had committed. And then he started asking forgiveness to Swami. Then Swami beautifully told, yes, I know that you are rushing for darshan, but at least before rushing for darshan, you should have referred the case to me.
Okay.
Or at least you should have given vibhuti. That was the term which Swami used.
Okay.
You should have given her vibhuti so that the case would have been referred to me.
Wow.
I would have taken care of her.
Interesting.
So why did you not do that?
Okay.
That was like an eye-opener for the doctor.
Mm.
And in many of the cases, there were a lot of interviews done along with the doctors.
Mm.
And everybody had the same statement to tell or the experience to be narrated.
Mm-hmm.
They told, we are the one who treat. But God, Swami is the one who cures.
Yes, beautiful.
So, Ashwini Kumaras are the one who treat. But the ultimate cure is by the Lord.
And not only that, when you are telling this, I am reminded of one more incident where the Lord sends the patients or his devotees to the doctors who are Ashwini Kumaras here, who treat. Because it's so relatable it is that this is again in 2016 or 17 when Swami was physically not here. And this is about one person who was in a district in Madhya Pradesh. So there he is diagnosed with a heart ailment. He goes to a nearby hospital and then they say that there is some problem in the heart. You have to get it checked up in the nearby big town or city and then get it treated. It's important to get it treated. So when he goes there, he finds that this is going to cost him minimum 2 lakhs. He's someone whose hand-to-mouth existence doesn't have the means of to afford so much of money for the treatment. So he'll be lost and then we'll be coming out of the clinic and be walking back. Suddenly one person comes in a bike and stops in front of him and says that you are so-and-so and you have a heart problem. There's one Sai Baba who is there in Puttaparthi. Sai Baba's hospital is there. Why don't you go there? The hospital will take care. Don't worry about this. And then he goes. So this person is pleasantly surprised. Who is Sai Baba? Who is this person coming on the bike? And what is this all that? So he just tries to go and inquire. And then finds out that, yeah, there is a hospital somewhere in the state of Andhra Pradesh, Puttaparthi. And then he lands here. When he lands here, this is experience which is narrated by him directly. And then he says that he comes here somewhere in the evening and then the hospital is closed. So the Sevadal say you can go and stay in the ashram which is around 8 kilometers away. So he, with lot of doubt and lot of trepidation, he doesn't understand what is happening here. So he's so new to this place. He just goes to the Ganesh gate and as soon as he enters the Ganesh gate and tries to look around, he finds this photo of Swami who's there and he is shocked. Utter shock and amazement and surprise, whatever you call it, all emotions together. And then he goes and asks someone, who is this person? And they say, he's our Bhagwan, our Satsai Baba. Told, wow, he is the person who came on the bike and told me that you go and get yourself treated in this place. So he'll be like, he won't have words to even express it, that the same person who came to me and then one more thing comes to know that I want to meet him, he says. No, he's not there. He's there everywhere with us. He's in our hearts, but he's not there physically anymore here. So he's even more surprised. And then he goes and the story goes that he comes and gets treated for his heart ailment. And then he's so impressed and touched by the treatment he's given to him. So the whole episode is that, as you told just now, I think you have mentioned that the Lord sends and his instruments, like the Ashwini Kumara Street. So the one who sends is the Lord himself, and in this case he himself sent, and he was bike born, you know, interesting.
Vahana
was bike. So yeah, anything else like that, you like when Swami sends someone and probably monitors it also.
Exactly. When we talk of Ashwini Kumaras, the swiftness with which they approach the suffocating people, so suffering people. I am reminded of a simile that happens right in front of our eyes day in and day out as our mobile hospital doctors, that beautiful team of committed doctors.
Yeah.
Every first of every month, they come to Prashantiralayam.
Yes.
They board this beautiful bus, which has been gifted by Swami, and it goes to the nearby villages. And then it treats all the patients.
No, I think earlier it was 3 mandals. Now they have increased.
Extended
it also. I think 6 or 8. I don't know the exact numbers. They have extended that their reach also.
Reach.
Now.
So it's a very beautiful story of the mobile hospital, of how the idea was generated by Swami, and how the innovativeness of Swami,
yes,
being the creator of all creation.
Yes.
How Swami envisioned the medical facility to reach out to the most commonest man, to the rural villages.
Not only that, most state-of-the-art, high-tech equipments which are used in diagnosis. Just to add to your point, when this thing was taking shape, when genesis of this mobile hospital, that time there was a talk that government also was mulling about it, that we need to send point of care devices which are very, very high end, state of the art, to the villages. But the challenge was how to go and install these things in a village, because villages, you know, there are so many villages, we have lakhs of villages. How to actually go and do about it? They were also a little lost about it. And in the same time, I think our Sai organization also was thinking about it. And then they were also thinking how to get this thing done.
So basically, there were two bottlenecks when they were thinking about this issue. One was that taking state-of-the-art technology to a rural area.
Yeah.
That was the first thing. Second one, the availability of the doctors to go to that particular remote village and serve the patients. So, how Swami addressed these two issues at the same time?
Yes.
And how innovative Swami was in bringing healthcare to the doorstep of those rural areas.
Needy people, yeah.
It's a very beautiful story to listen to. And who else can better explain this to us than the director of the Sri Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital, Dr. Narasimhan sir.
Yes.
So, we shall listen to the story of the mobile hospital, the Ashwini Kumaras, with the guidance
guidance of the Lord, going and to the doorstep of the rural and needy people and serving them. So this whole thing was done by Swami only, correct?
Yes. So we shall listen to that.
Yes.
It all started off like this. When Bhagwan started the mobile hospital, he said,
How did he introduce the mobile hospital to you?
Yeah, it's a very interesting story, sir, about the genesis of the whole
mobile hospital.
Yeah. Way back in the middle of June 2005, Bhagwan was repeatedly telling devotees in the veranda when he used to come for darshan that even though we have started a hospital here, we have a hospital in Puttaparthi General Hospital, we have started a super specialty hospital, still many people in villages are unable to come to our hospitals. He was lamenting on the fact, it seems, for about 4 or 5 days, and suddenly he calls up the secretary, Mr. Chakravarti, and says, is it possible for us to take the hospital itself to the village? And he added, can there be a bus in which we can have facility for x-ray, scan, blood tests, urine tests and all? He asked him to check up, and Mr. Chakravarti gave the assignment to one Mr. Rajiv Mahajan, who ultimately was the fortunate person who gave the bus. Mr. Rajiv checked up in Delhi, and one of his friends, Mr. Shankar Haveli of Siemens India, told him that Siemens has already manufactured such buses and 2 of them have been deployed in the state of Uttaranchal. And Raju came and gave back this feedback to Mr. Chakravarti, and Swami was informed. Bhagwan said, place orders immediately. The bus should be purchased. But as you know, Bhagwan, when he starts a project, he assembles all the three M's, as we call it, together in management parlance. The manpower, the material, the money, resources. But in this project, he was not talking of the manpower at all. And Mr. Rajiv Mahajan and the administrators were getting a little nervous. And when they asked Bhagwan about it, Mr. Rajiv, Swami said, I'll give you a good doctor. He asked Bhagwan second time, Swami repeated the same thing. And third time, he got a little emboldened and asked, what will one doctor do, Swami? Then Swami said, I'll give you good doctors also. And it was one fine day that he called me and said, now you take over. As regards the question which you posed, with what sort of a background and what sort of a thought frame you went ahead, basically I had drawn on my long experience in rural medical service. By virtue of that experience, I was very clear that even if medical service is done in an outreach setting, it has to be a quality service. It cannot be the pattern of, you know, the so-called medical camps which are held sporadically, conducted, you know, once a month or as an yearly occasion or as a weekend excursion or some such thing. So I thought that we need to have five components in our kit if we are going to really make this a quality service which would be really useful to the people. The first thing which I thought of was the service should be regular. It should be a serious and sustained service. And hence, as you know, we have drawn up an action plan, a schedule covering nearly the first fortnight of the month. Why it cannot be done beyond that, I'll tell you later.
Here, allow me to interrupt.
Yeah.
Many years ago, when I was having a casual talk with one of your doctor's team members, he said, I asked him, how do you find this different from the usual medical camp? That medical camp is like a, what you call, one-time affair. You don't get involved. As a doctor, I want to follow. Here, every month I come, I can follow up with that patient. Yes. And that is important. And that is what attracts me here. Otherwise, if it's a medical camp, it's a sort of going and like offering some charity and coming. I'm not interested in that. I can as well do it where I am. But here it's a difference.
Yes.
And it's a rural setting. Yeah. You get unusual experiences. Carry on.
Yeah. So regularity and fixity in approach became one of the, became rather the first strong point of the mobile hospital. The second ingredient which I thought is mandatory is we should have skilled manpower, especially when it comes to doctors. We need to have very good doctors. And Swami also said, Naga Vaidya Nipunul Undali, experts. So by virtue of my experience, and also I am a good public health doctor, we thought that we should have at least 9 specialties on the field on any particular day. That is, doctors pertaining to, say, radiology, medicine, surgery, orthopedics, ENT. These are the specialties which will cover all the illness which exists in the community at any particular point of time. The third ingredient which I thought we need to have is on-site diagnostic support, which Bhagwan provided us in the form of that bus. As you know, that bus represents only the diagnostic limb of the hospital. And I thought that it is not only this, but in addition, each of the doctor's rooms, the different divisions, medical divisions, again should be fully equipped. Like, for example, the eye department should have an autorefractometer, a slit lamp, an ophthalmoscope, an indirect ophthalmoscope, a tonometer and all. The bus represents the imaging and the laboratory service available. But each of the other doctor's rooms also should be fully equipped. This is what doctors feel very happy when they come here, so that at the end of the day, they are able to come to some conclusion as to what is the cause of the disease of
a particular patient. This equipping these rooms and all was an evolutionary process.
Yes. The fourth, you know, important component of the of any outreach service, I felt, in an Indian setting where our villages are really poor, is we should have a good pharmacy. That is, we should have adequate number of medicines which we give, you know, in the dose the doctor prescribes. Because you may be the best doctor seeing the patient, you may do all the tests, but at the end, if you give him just a prescription, he's simply not in a position to buy the medicines. And in this context, I would refer happily to one particular step which we took. That is, patients having chronic ailments like diabetes, hypertension, asthma, cardiac disease, thyroid disease, these are the patients who are the most suffering. We give them 1 month medicine. This has been there right from day one of the mobile hospital. The fifth important part of the mobile hospital is, we decided that we should have a backup support. Like, there are about 5% of patients who need further medical management procedures or surgical interventions or diagnostic procedures. And fortunately, we have the network of Sathya Sai hospitals available here. But I thought that we should also be able to do surgeries for our patients, because on the field, Baba told me that నేను దీని పేరు సత్యసాయి మొబైల్ హాస్పిటల్ అని పెడుతున్నాను. ఐఎమ్ నేమింగ్ ఇట్ యాస్, ఇది క్యాంప్ కాదు, క్లినిక్ కాదు. మీరు అన్నీ చేయగలగాలి. యూ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు డూ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. పేషెంట్లను అటు ఇటు తిప్పొద్దు, కానీ మత్తు మంది ఇచ్చి చేసే ఆపరేషన్లు చేయకూడదు. ఈ సెట్ సర్జరీస్ విచ్ ఇన్వాల్వ్ గివింగ్ ఎనెస్థీషియా, జనరల్ ఎనెస్థీషియా, యూ షుడ్ నాట్ డూ. అండ్ హీ మేడ్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ స్టేట్మెంట్ విచ్ ఇస్ రింగింగ్ ఇన్ మై ఇయర్స్ అండ్ విచ్ సో సిన్సియర్లీ ఐ కెన్ సే ఫార్మ్ ద బేసిస్ ఫర్ రియలీ డూయింగ్ మోర్ సర్వీస్ యాజ్ యూ సెట్ అన్ ఎవల్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్క్. బాబా సెట్, మీరు చేయలేకపోయినా మీరు చేయించగలగాలి. దట్ మీన్స్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్ పొజిషన్ టు ఇమీడియట్లీ డూ, డోంట్ వాష్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్, డోంట్ సే గో టు ఎ సో కాల్డ్ హయ్యర్ సెంటర్. యూ షుడ్ టేక్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ అండ్ సీ దట్ ద లాజికల్ సొల్యూషన్ ఇస్ అరైవ్డ్.
ఫెసిలిటేటెడ్.
Yes, facilitated. So this backup support became the fifth important component which I felt is required for a successful, and I saw to it that all these components got filled up in the kit of the mobile hospital.
Yeah, I know. Whether you know, one more thing, so beautiful our Narasimhan sir's experience of this, and then how, like, the ingenuity, like, you know, that is why he saw me. He is just envisioned how it is, and then how this thing took shape. And it got crystallized into such a beautiful and such a touching project called as Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital. Just coming back to Ashwini Kumaras again, and there is one more thing which the concept or this symbolism of Ashwini Kumaras teaches, which we have to learn. Why we are discussing all this is, what all our medha or our intelligence has to learn from this verse where Ashwini Kumaras are mentioned. So that is what
that
really
is the most important aspect.
So, I think one is, just to summarize what we had just discussed, one is, you should ask for knowledge for whatever field you are. And second is, as Swami says, knowledge which you have with you is of no use. It should be of
shared
of use for others. So you should be so fleet-footed, so nimble, so fast, that if there a need arises, immediately go and
help
and use your expertise to serve someone else. You know, and just add this, our university, Sathya Sai of Higher Learning, you know, Swami had given a vision that the research which we should have here should be for societal benefit. Like, the that time the policy makers, the administrators had asked Swami, what should the research be? So Swami said, very simple. Research should be in such a way that it should be of
useful
use
for the society.
That's all. There is nothing else which is a benchmark which you need to even think of. So whatever we do in our in the university also, it is only for the societal benefit.
All such a simple and clear guideline.
Very, very simple. And then because of this, we have a lot of work on COVID diagnostics. We have work on you call anything, like we call this as knee replacement with chondrocyte cell. They have a lot of things. Things are happening at such a faster pace now, just because of the guidance of Swami, and then they say that this is how it should be done. So, just taking that as a perspective, and then coming back to Ashwini Kumaras otherwise, one more aspect which they always indicate to us is that should always think good. Swami always says, should always be good, should always think good, should always be positive, always think good of others. Because there is one aspect of, I don't know whether you know, in our local tradition, our grandmothers and all will say, when I was small, my grandmother or my mother will say, don't think negative, don't wish anything bad, because Tathastu Devatalu will be there. They will say yes, and it will happen.
They will be ready to bless.
Bless anything. So there we should call Tathastu Devatalu.
Exactly.
Those deities or those gods who are ready to confer whatever you say. So whatever thoughts comes to your mind, they'll say tathastu. And interestingly, what we found is this Tathasu Devat, Tathastu Devatalu are nothing but Ashwini Kumaras. They are the ones who go around, you know, with their swiftness, with their knowledge and their swiftness. They go around they do Triloka Sancharam. And then wherever someone asks something, they say, okay, granted. So we should always think, why should this happen to me or something like that. Also negative, if you think, if you say Tathastu, it will actually happen. So always think.
We have to be very careful, and always Swami tells us to think positively.
Yes.
And one more important insight into this, Bhargav. As we are talking about Buddhi, Medha, the intelligence, and why exactly are Ashwini Kumaras interjecting into this Medha Suktam?
Yeah.
It's more related to your mind.
Correct.
So there is this beautiful experience of a devotee who, how Ashwini Kumaras work and how the Lord works. So we can be clearly mentioning this incident. Once when one very affluent devotee had come to Swami to pray for cure for his daughter, who was suffering from a very serious mental illness, psychological problem.
Okay.
Then this was in Thrai, when all the students were seated around Swami, and this VIP approached Swami and he asked for Swami's prasadam. Swami did not pay much heed to whatever, did not pay much attention to whatever he was telling. And then the devotee was very disappointed, and he left. So then Swami looked at all the students in the next session, and he understood that there was something lingering in the minds of the boys. Then Swami opened up and he started telling the boys, "Boys, I know what is going on in your mind. You all are thinking, why did Swami not bless that devotee who had come with a problem that his child was suffering with a mental illness? I know that all of you are thinking the same thing." Then Swami started narrating, "See, every devotee comes with loads and loads of karma on his head.
Okay.
And they want Swami to just place his hand on their head and the entire the effect of karma gets vanished.
Yeah.
Is it not, it's not so.
Okay.
But still." And then Swami, there is a clause there.
Yeah, okay.
"But still, Swami is always ready to help."
Okay.
"Swami is always ready to cure." And then the next day when this devotee again approaches Swami, Swami calls him, and then Swami gives him a bottle of pills and asks his daughter to take for 100 days.
Okay, interesting.
And then Swami tells, beautifully Swami reveals to everyone sitting around him, there is medicine for every illness.
Okay.
You can find a medicine for every illness wherever you go. But for mental illness, you have to come only to Sai Baba.
Wow.
So if your mind has to think straight, if your intellect has to be in the proper direction, if your intelligence has to be directed in the right way, that is to realize God, it is only Swami who can help us.
Yes, correct. So beautiful. So like, I think we have covered a lot of aspects of Ashwini Kumaras. So something very interesting is in store for us in the next verse which we have.
Yeah.
That is the verse on Apsaras and Gandharvas. We will just chant it.
So we will chant it. Apsara Suchaya Medha Gandharve Suchayan Manaha.
So here we are asking the intellect or the Medha Shakti or the intelligence of which the Medha Shakti which the Apsaras and the Gandharvas
possess.
Little strange, no? Like how it is. But if you just see, Apsaras and Gandharvas are the connoisseurs, means the perfectionists in their fields. Apsaras are very good dancers. I think you yourself will know that. And second, Gandharvas are very beautiful. They're heavenly singers. So they have reached the pinnacle in their field of fine arts.
So
here we are asking for something special because according to, I think we're going to just quote that verse. It'll be a little hilarious also.
Yes. That we would be ending in a very
positive,
different tone.
Yeah, hilarious tone probably. So, what we are trying to convey is that the Apsaras and the Gandharvas, they have reached a particular stage of excellence in perfection in their fields, and those fields are nothing but fine arts.
Fine arts.
And whenever you excel in a fine art, you always have a higher level of intelligence because when you have a sukshma buddhi, you have a sukshma intelligence, only you can pick up these musical notes or the rhythm of dance, all that thing you can pick up only when you already got that refinement in your intellect. So this actually we don't need to even tell. The verse which we are going to chant now, which is from Niti Shatakam, which actually is a verse in Sanskrit. We can just chant this verse and then give the meaning also in English.
Yes. So, Sahitya Sangeeta Kala Vihinaha Sakshat Pashuhu Puchcha Vishana Hinaha Trunam Na Khadan Napi Jeeva Manaha Tadbhagadheyam Paramam Pashunam.
Sounds very interesting.
Sounds very interesting. So we shall see the meaning of this. See, this verse means that a person who does not have the knowledge or interest in Sangeetam, Sahityam or fine arts is referred as an animal. The animal that does not have a tail or horns.
Puchcha Vishana Hinaha.
And the actual thing comes next. Looking at such person, the animals feel so happy thinking that there is a creature below them too.
who survives without eating
without
grass.
Eating grass.
So this is a very interesting verse which we just picked up, which shows that the importance of fine arts, music, literature, dance, all these things. So when you see this, you understand that it is very, very important to have little bit of knowledge about these things also.
So Bhargav, listening to this beautiful slokam,
yeah,
I think we shall bring the session to a close,
yeah,
because we have a lot to discuss in the next class. And we have to ponder upon this slokam, because how good we are at music, literature and other fine arts,
yeah,
we have to think for ourselves.
Yes.
So we have a week's time to ponder.
Yes.
So with these few words, we shall request all the listeners once again to please do start inquiring or start dwelling deep into whatever we have covered till now in the Medha Suktam. And you please do write your feedback, your thoughts, your ideas to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp them to 9393258258. Your inputs would be very, very valuable for us, because every input would take us in a very beautiful direction. Yes. And it'll take one step ahead.
Yes.
To reaching whatever perfection we
very
are trying
true.
To
very true, Ganesh,
reach.
Yes. Yes.
So with a humble prayer that every thought, word and deed is his inspiration, we shall end today's class with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram.
Yadakshara parabhrashtam matrahinam tu yad bhavet tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayana namostute visargabindu matrani padapadaksharani cha yunani cha vatiriktani kshamasvasaishvara aparadha sahasrani kriyante harnishanmaya dasoyam iti mamatva kshamasvasaishvara anyadha sharanam nasti tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena rakshasaishvara hari om tatsatri saishvara Arpanamastu.
From a few moments from now, you will be listening to the live Telugu program Shri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Chari. Stay tuned to Radio Sai Asia Stream. Sai Ram and happy listening.
శమనమొసగేవు ఓదార్చుచుందువు ఉపశమనమొసగేవు ఓదార్చుచుందువు జాడ్యముల బాపితి జనులనెల్ల దీవించుటే నీదు దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా
ఏ విద్యాలయం నిర్మించినా వ్యాపారం 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 కానీ ఉచితంగా పేదలను చూసి కరుణించేటువంటి వ్యక్తి కనిపించటం లేదు. కనుక పల్లెలు ఎందే ఇలాంటి పవిత్రమైన యొక్క శక్తిని అభివృద్ధి పరచాలని చెప్పిన సంకల్పించుకుని 100 కోట్ల వ్యయం చేత మన ప్రశాంతి నియమందు ఒక విధమైన వైద్యాలయం స్థాపించడానికి బైపాస్ సర్జరీ కానీ బ్రెయిన్ ఆపరేషన్ చేయటం కానీ అన్ని ఉచితంగానే. దీని ప్రారంభోత్సవం కూడాను అప్పుడే నిర్ణయించుకుందాం. 91 నవంబర్ 22 ఇది ప్రారంభోత్సవం చేస్తాం. అనౌన్స్ చేయవలసి వచ్చింది. మన భారతదేశం ప్రధానమంత్రి ప్రారంభించిన తర్వాత 15 నిమిషములకే డాక్టర్ ఆపరేషన్ ప్రారంభించారు. మూడు గంటల లోపల 4 పెద్ద ఆపరేషన్లు అంతా జరిగాయి. ఒక్కటి చాలా కాంప్లికేటెడ్, ఆ హార్ట్ లోపల రంధ్రం ఉంటుండాలి. అలాంటి ఆపరేషన్ కూడా సక్సెస్ అయిపోయింది. అందరూ క్షేమంగా ఉన్నారు.
పేదవారికి కూడా పెద్ద ఆసుపత్రిలో ఉచితముగా వైద్యము సముచితముగా సమకూర్చి వేదనల తొలగించి ఆదరించి చికిత్సనొసగేవు విచికిత్స లేక వ్యాపార రీతిలో వ్యవహరించుట కాదు రోగులకు దయతో సుఖయోగమునగూర్చి రోగులకు దయతో సుఖయోగమునగూర్చి చిరాయువును కలిగించి చిరానందమొలిగించి చిరాయువును కలిగించి చిదానందమొలిగించి కాపాడుచుందువు కరుణతోడా కాపాడుచుందువు కరుణతోడా దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా పల్లెలకు వైద్య సదుపాయములు కలిగించి పల్లెలకు వైద్య
వైద్య సదుపాయములు కలిగించి
అందరికీ స్వస్థతను అందిస్తూ అందరికీ స్వస్థతను అందిస్తూ సరిగా సరిగా మగ సరిగా వాపర వాపరా నీల మగస
ఆరోగ్య పెన్నిది నీ వందించు సన్నిధి ఆరోగ్య పెన్నిది